Built between 1824 and 1828, the Blackstone Canal offered a new and convenient transportation route between Worcester and Providence, Rhode Island. In those days, Worcester was a small agricultural town set amidst outlying farms. Even though the town was the county seat, the population numbered only around 3,000. Yet from these small buildings, Worcester was transformed over the course of the 19th century into an industrial giant, producing a wide variety of manufactured products and playing a major role in the development of the nation's industrial might. The catalyst for this dramatic change was the Blackstone Canal, which offered the landlocked community a transportation link to the seaport at Providence. Opened in 1828, but in operation for only 20 years, the canal had a remarkable influence on Worcester's future. With the opening of the canal, the population soon doubled and business grew dramatically. A railroad line opened between Boston and Worcester in 1835, and by 1848, four more railroads linked the city to other New England communities and beyond. Initiated by the canal and encouraged by the railroads, flourishing industries drew streams of workers to jobs in Worcester factories. Not only Worcester's landscape, but also its ethnic makeup changed dramatically. To this white Anglo-Saxon Protestant community, first came Irish canal and railroad builders. These pioneer Irish, who beginning in the 1830s made their homes in the area around Green and Water Streets, were joined at the end of the century by Eastern Europeans, including Jews, Poles, and Lithuanians. By 1920, this section of the city was a densely settled, multi-ethnic immigrant neighborhood. Its bustling streets were lined with three- and four-story tenement buildings, with stores on the ground floors. Today, in this mostly commercial district, some buildings have been replaced by vacant lots, while the upper stories of many others have been lost. Yet reminders of the city's historic industrial economy still survive, and traces of immigrant cultures can still be found along the streets of the Canal District neighborhood.
To continue on to the next site, follow the signs inside Union Station to the parking garage. Pass through the garage and exit onto Franklin Street. Turn right and proceed to Harding Street. At the corner, turn left onto Harding Street and continue one block south to Temple Street. Turn right onto Temple Street and walk to St. John's Church.